Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Hey y'all, I'm April.
And I'm Caroline.
And this is your bloody happy hour. Caroline, are you ready for this?
This is your newest guilty pleasure.
It's the bloodiest part of your week.
Did we say something about it also being happy hour?
Show did.
Because we're about to be sipping on some murder. Bloody happy hour.
Hey y'all, this is April.
And this is Caroline.
This is your bloody happy hour.
Whew, it is a happy hour and it is a bloody one.
Yeah. I got me some Truly.
I got me some something, White Claw.
White Claw, and
we're just going to jump right in.
Yeah.
So we got lots of things happening right now.
Yeah, Caroline, we just finished filming our quickie, and we just got the verdict, and we are still
on high.
Yeah, we're still on a high. That.
Yeah.
And it feels like justice. And really, this is my first case, so I'm feeling the high that Caroline gets twice a week, every week, because she follows all the court cases. But
I told
this was
her,
special because this is at home. This is like happened.
And you covered this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was trying to tell her, I was like, look, this is what happens. You do a trial, or you like pay attention to a trial. You're basically on the jury. You feel like you're part of this. You're keeping up with everything that's happening, or you're watching whatever. And then you're like, okay. And then you get the verdict and you're like, oh my gosh. And you have this moment, and then you get sentencing, and then you get this other moment, and then it's done. And you're like, what is my life?
Yeah.
Because you've been in, like, it's just like you're on this. It happens all the time. It's happened so much. It's like,
what's next? On to the next one.
I know. So I've kind of gotten used to that feeling, but it still is like, it gets my blood pumping, and I'm like, cause it's just, you know, nerve wracking. It's like,
okay, so we are going to do a story. It's been a crazy week, and not because of the trial, because it's just been a crazy week and I wasn't able to write a story. Just because I suck at life, and I went.
April, do you need to try BetterHelp?
I do need BetterHelp, actually.
Oh,
the episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Is it?
And you know, if you go to BetterHelp.com, you get 10% off. It's easy. It's quick. It's convenient. All you got to do is go. What's the website?
Well, it's BetterHelp. That's H-E-L-P. That's actually not it at all. No. Let me just say this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's online. It's convenient. It's flexible. It's suitable to your schedule. Fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you switch therapists if you want to. There's no additional charge. I had somebody sign up for it the other day. They got their therapist.
Mm-hmm.
May, she does look like Miss Trunchbull, but I was like, just give it a try.
Who's Miss Trunchbull?
If you don't know Miss Trunchbull, I can't talk to you right now.
Is that Magic School Bus?
No, it's from Matilda. But she's like, I'm going to give her a try. It's on my birthday that she's going to have her little meeting with her.
Okay.
And she's like, if I don't like her, I'll just get another one. But she's like, I use the code bloody. So you can go to betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com/bloody and get 10% off your first month.
Do it.
April's going to do it.
Hey, I got a great therapist now.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Now.
That's true.
Had to go through a bad one.
It's fine. You always have to go through a little something bad to get to something good, right?
So we're going to cover a spree killer today, and we've covered a spree killer before, Caroline.
Oh,
you
Nico?
Did Nico.
Why did I remember his name? I don't know what is on my brain.
Nico Jenkins is who you did
yes.
way back.
Yes.
Way back when. in Nebraska, I believe.
Yeah.
And this is a story that I covered at one of the live shows. So if you came to one of the live shows, you've heard it. You're going to get a review. It's a great story. But we're also going to talk about an incel. And he is the king of all incels.
He reminds me of that incel guy who just killed his dad.
He
decapitated his dad.
Yep. This is king of all incels, Elliot Rogers.
Love it.
So
I hate it. Love
we're
it
going to Cali. Going back to Cali.
Let's do it.
Now, incel, if you don't know what an incel is, that stands for involuntary celibate. So that's a man who has never been touched by a woman other than his mama.
Oh.
And not because, you know, they don't want it or because they're giving their life to Jesus and, you know, they're going to stay a virgin or they're going to be a priest. It's because there are no willing women, no willing partners.
Yeah. And that's why they hate women.
They romantically want relationships, but blame and ultimately hate women for never, ever, ever being in one. Never had a girlfriend, never been touched by a woman. They're usually part of an internet forum where they bash women. And they also hate men who get laid because they can't. So they're very misogynistic. They also hate all Chads and Stacys. So we've talked about Chads and Stacy when we're talking about Koberger a little bit. So they call Chads and Stacys. Stacys basically girls who give it up to Chads. Chads are basically men who get laid. So all men but them. And Stacys are the beautiful girls. Is that me?
That's me.
Stacys are the beautiful girls who do not even look at an incel, like who aren't even considered.
No.
So they've coined them Chad and Stacy.
Yeah.
Now, lastly, they are usually extremely racist and usually anti-government.
That is exactly like that weirdo who decapitated his dad, and I have a picture
Justin,
of his head.
Justin
Mon.
Mon. Now, they're extremely racist, but mainly when there is some type of Black, Mexican, Oriental guy with a white woman.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
Nope, can't be having that.
You can't be miscegenating like that. So they really, really, really hate that because they feel like those are lesser than them. So let's meet the king of incels. Elliot Rogers was born in England in 1991, and he moved to the U.S. when he was 5 years old. His dad was a British filmmaker, so he lived like this privileged life. And he also had a little sister named Georgia. Now, parents got a divorce because dad left mom for a Moroccan actress, and she played on the French Desperate Housewives. So I guess there was a French edition of the Desperate Housewives. Great show. I forgot all about that show.
Same.
So, and then they had a son together named Chaz. And so Elliot has a half brother named Chaz. Now, like we hear when we do all these stories, Elliot was allegedly bullied in school a lot. But parents later on said that Elliot was a compulsive liar and that teachers and principals never corroborated the fact that he was ever bullied. He just came home and was like a victim all the time. And so because he said he was bullied all the time, he was moved to multiple schools.
Never good. Never good.
And because he was switched schools, he never formed any friendships. So not only is he never had a girlfriend, he's not had any friends.
Those are a bunch of, I mean, how many red flags are we at right now?
A lot.
Like 75?
Yeah, take a whole bunch of
basically,
drinks.
Now,
when he was 8 years old, his mom, because remember they're divorced, asked dad for more child support because he's very well off because Elliot was diagnosed with PDD-NOS. So that was pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified, which was later turned into Asperger's, part of the autism spectrum disorder that we don't even recognize that anymore. And they later sent him to an all-boys Catholic school. Red flag.
Red flag. Sorry, it's a red flag.
Where he again made no friends at all, and said he was bullied, so he ended up just finishing high school through a credit program. Like, he just didn't even go anymore. He just got all his credits, like, quickly, easily, and graduated early. So he graduated, and throughout this time, his parents were kind of hands off. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, maybe, like, holding and, like, nurturing.
Yeah, no physical touch.
Yeah, they no bought kangaroo him care. Things. Mm. They bought him things.
That only goes so far.
So he would have the best shoes, the best clothes.
Okay.
The best, you know, Gucci glasses, bag. So he's always the best dressed.
Yeah.
But usually that's just the easy way to say, oh, I don't want to be bothered with you. Here's some materialistic love and not, like, good, genuine love.
Yeah.
So his mom thought it was a good idea after he graduated that he should go to college. His mom did want him to form relationships. And so he was like, maybe he can make friends at college. There's friends out there for everybody, right? Mm. He'll go to college, make friends. He's going to Santa Barbara City College.
Okay.
Okay. Elliot gets along with his roommates because he lives in an apartment. And he doesn't choose these roommates. These roommates are already there. And they get along for one whole week. How long?
Oh, a week.
Yeah. Because.
I mean, maybe that's good for him.
He finds out the worst thing that he can find out about them. He finds out that he is the only virgin in the house. And they are not virgins. And the one black guy actually lost his virginity to a white girl.
He's done for.
Done.
He is done.
So he's pissed. And as he's pissed, he starts yelling at this black guy. And he is like, I just do not understand. My family line is full of aristocrats. Your family line is full of slaves. How can anybody sleep with you over me?
What the hell is an aristocrat? Like a white...
privileged rich person.
I'm gonna look it up.
He threw his orange juice in these guys' face, and then he ran to his room crying like a baby because he's alone and he's a virgin.
Okay, well, sorry. Go get on a website or something. I don't know.
But they had to whoop his ass. If they didn't, they were wearing their WWJD.
Aristocrat
braces.
Is someone whose family has a high social rank, especially someone who has a title. A wealthy Southern aristocrat.
Yeah, and his
a
dad.
A noble, a lord, a lady.
His dad was a British producer.
Oh, okay.
He came from money.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely aristocrat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His dad actually produced Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or one of those nerd shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the other one that's real nerdy that I would
House
never
of
watch?
Thrones? Game of Thrones?
No, it's
Star
the movie.
Wars. Star.
What's the little nerdy boy with the glasses?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, one of those. Yep. I always get those two mixed up.
I don't watch any of
that. So his roommates after this move out because they're like, we don't want anything to do with this weird kid. They move out and two new roommates move in. And they tolerate each other for the rest of the semester, okay?
Okay, good for them.
So the semester is over, and Elliot's a smart, decent kid. So him and his dad go and celebrate the end of the semester, and they go and eat lunch together. And when they're at lunch, there's an interracial couple eating.
Oh, hell no.
And this is...
Mm-mm. Unacceptable.
His dad's first time kind of hearing that Elliot's... kind of jumped in this like incel thought process. Mm-mm. So Elliot gets really pissed and starts raging and starts apologizing profusely to his dad because his dad is having to eat in front of this interracial couple. I'm sorry if you lose your appetite, Dad. I've lost mine. I can no longer eat.
Oh my gosh, dramatic.
The next day, he's at Starbucks, and he sees another interracial couple, and it doesn't say, like...
Well, they're just everywhere. Good
I
grief.
I mean, we're in California.
How dare they?
How dare you?
What does he think about, like, gay people, lesbians? Like, it's...
He just
does not like
when somebody... No, it's not even... It's black, Hispanic, Chinese.
Anything, any other race. If you're not white, you can't
be with
right.
a white girl.
If you ain't white, you ain't right.
If you ain't white, you can't be with a white girl.
If you ain't white, you can't be with a white. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to be matching.
But he's half Chinese.
What the hell? I'm done with him. He's the damn aristocrat over here. But he probably has cats and everything.
So he goes to Starbucks the next day. There's an interracial couple walking, and he gets so pissed that he throws his hot coffee on them.
Ooh.
And then he takes off running back to his apartment. And he feels so good about himself. He's like, I just got them.
Oh, good for you.
You know, they're probably so mad. And then he realizes that they're probably going to go back to their apartment. And they're going to have to get undressed out of these wet clothes. And they're probably going to make, quote unquote, heavenly sex.
Oh, wow.
And he's at home alone.
Well.
And all he has is Halo and World of Warcraft. And then he starts crying again. So his rage is like slowly building because there's all this love around him, an interracial love. A bunch of people are going to Blacksville and Mexicanville and Chineseville.
They watching Drake's video.
And he's at home with the video. I mean, with his video games. So it's 2012 and he's almost 20 years old and he is pissed that he is still a virgin.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Blair.
And I'm Brittany.
And we're the host of
By the Cover Podcast.
We cover everything from mysteries, thrillers, romance, chick lit, and even some smut.
Don't forget the smut.
Yeah.
We're so excited to get this thing going and share this with you guys. We've been talking about this for months, and it's finally, finally happening.
Yes.
Special shout out to Rogue Media for helping us with this.
For sure. You can find us on Instagram at @ByTheCover_podcast.
You can also find us on Facebook and TikTok, so don't forget to give us a follow on those two also.
We are so excited to dive into some of our favorite books and share those with you.
We can't wait. Hope you love it.
Hi, this is Sarah.
And I'm Carter.
And this is Some of Our Thoughts.
We're two Southern sommeliers, and we want to share everything we love and know about wine. We started hanging out during quarantine and cooking and drinking and listening to music, and we just thought this would be a great way to bring everything we know to you guys.
We will make wine knowledge and food pairings easy and approachable. So put on your favorite vinyl, grab your favorite glass of wine, tune into our show, and let's have some fun.
Wine and vinyl. So check us out on RogueMediaNetwork.com or wherever you get your favorite podcast. We'll be talking about a lot.
So plan is he's going to post up at the local Domino's Pizza in Isla Vista where he lives. And he's going to go inside the Domino's. And when a girl comes and picks up her pizza, she's going to see how good looking he is. She's going to see how well dressed he is in his, you know, nice clothes. And she is just going to throw herself at him.
Yeah.
And he's going to lose his virginity. I mean, that's how it happens, right?
I mean, surely he can.
At a Domino's Pizza.
Absolutely. Why would you not do it there? Go to Papa John's if you don't.
I've ever been inside of a Domino's Pizza.
Like, I've never been inside of a pizza place. I've been inside of a pizza place like
Papa Rolo's.
Yeah, Papa Rolo's or like little Shorties. Chucky's or something.
But not a delivery place.
Yeah, not a delivery. No. He went inside the delivery place?
He went inside of a Domino's.
But did he just sit and eat the pizza at the table? Bro.
Are there tables in Domino's?
I don't know. I've never been in.
So, you know, he didn't get laid.
Actually, there's one that is because it used to be a Mexican food restaurant that turned into Domino's. So I know they got tables, but I ain't been in it.
Okay. Well, you know, this didn't work.
No. Maybe he could have got some cinnamon rolls or cinnamon bun rolls. They all got brownies. Maybe he wanted a soda. I don't know.
I don't know how this didn't work. So he was like, you know what? This is California. Girls, they're not going to go into Domino's. They're going to go to Subway.
Oh.
It's a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
So he the next day he went to a Subway restaurant.
He's trying to be Jared.
And he was like, let me put on my Gucci sunglasses and my Benz, my BMW is parked outside.
I'm going straight to Subway.
And he still, he didn't accidentally fall into anybody's vajayjay.
Yeah.
So he was still a virgin. It didn't work either. So now he's pissed. So he was like, maybe I just need to try it the old school way and I'll talk to somebody at school this week. So he saw this beautiful blonde girl that was probably a 10.
That's your first mistake.
And she did not even look his direction.
Well, that's unfortunate.
So he leaves school and he cries miserably at home. And so rage is like, it's boiling.
So he's just walking into places and expecting to just somebody to come to him. He's
first not of even all, doing he has anything. No idea. Yeah.
He's just sitting there and he's like.
You'll see, like, and maybe that's part of the Asperger part of it, because he just expects it to happen, like, maybe by us. I mean, magically, like, put no work into it. I don't know. It's a new semester, and he gets a new apartment, and he gets two new roommates, and these roommates are Hispanic, and they're not virgins.
Shit.
And so when he finds this out, he punches holes in the walls.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you get a little aggressive and you punch holes in the walls.
And he tells him life is not fair. How did y'all get your wee-wee wet before me?
You're Mexican.
And he has to move out within the first month.
Oh my gosh, because they're banging everybody and he can't bang.
He can't get his wee-wee wet.
Ugh.
So he moves to a new complex. He only has one roommate right now, but this roommate is a little legit. So they get along. They play video games together.
Okay.
This roommate hadn't mentioned anything about having sex and about not being a virgin. So, you know, there's no problems with, and he must be white. So no problems with Elliot right now. But then as they conversate, he finds out that in high school, this roommate had a girlfriend. Previously.
How dare he?
Well,
but
Elliot's okay with this one because the roommate's kind of chubby. So then he's like,
oh, he's
his girlfriend
try
was probably chubby.
Okay.
So he's like, I wouldn't want her anyway, so I'm just going to let him, have that.
So now
I'm
you have standards. Now you have standards. Okay, got it.
So there's the new rule.
Take what you can get, okay? Which apparently is not much.
So he wasn't jealous about him having a girlfriend because she was probably chubby, and so they were good.
Good Lord.
He gets real bored and starts a YouTube channel because he eventually... God. You know, says he's the king of incels. And let's just listen to a little bit of this.
Girls gave their affection and sex and love to other men, but never to me. I'm 22 years old and I'm still a virgin.
We now know Roger.
I'm 22
years old. And he's good looking.
I mean, he's not ugly.
No.
I didn't think that Justin Moan was ugly.
Yeah. They're like just normal looking, like. He's cute. He has like good hair and he has a good chin, like good facial features. Like I love a good jawbone.
Bone structure. Yeah.
I love the good bone structure. That's why I love Tom Brady's face.
Even just Justin Moan wasn't. It's their social skills.
I know.
It is shit. So like the Justin Moan, the guy that cut his dad's head off,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't keep a job, but because he's an asshole every day of his life, he couldn't keep a job. What did he say? He was like over-educated. Or whatever.
But and he's just a freaking
too.
Weirdo.
He's a weirdo. He has no social skills.
No, which that's, I mean.
Which his parents realize it because they give him therapist after therapist, life coach,
okay,
social skills training. Like they have money. And so they're at least throwing their money into trying to get him some skills.
Yeah.
Because he ain't got it.
And is he going?
And he's going.
And he's going.
And they're going out in the community and doing stuff. They're going to the gym and they're doing stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So he starts this YouTube channel and he just plays videos like that. And he's like, I got the best clothes, the best shoes, the best car. I drive a BMW. I wear Gucci. The best glasses. I'm the best of the best. And how can anyone not want me? And he has like one view. two views and it's like his cousin.
And he told him, and he texted his cousin to go like it. Oh, hell.
In the spring of 2012, he drops out of school, but he doesn't tell his parents because his parents give him $1,000 a month allowance and he wants to keep that money coming in. And so he's like thinking about violence acts to carry against women, Koberger. He's like, I'm getting rejected all the time, which he's not even getting rejected because he's not really trying. He's just, people aren't falling in his lap.
He just, yeah, he thinks that I'm, look at me, flock to me.
Yeah. And when it's not happening, look at my shit, he's pissed.
I'm awesome. Why are you not talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe because I'm a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So he starts thinking of violent acts, but then he's like, you know what? I got a better idea. I'm going to become a millionaire, and not just any millionaire. I'm going to become a mega millionaire.
Wow. Is he like going to play the lottery? Like, what's he going to do? He's going to rob a bank.
He's going to play the lottery. Wow. And that's the only thing that's going to make up for all this pain and suffering of no friends and no
money and more shit that doesn't work. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, women will definitely sleep with him.
Oh, for sure.
If he's a millionaire.
He's going to be famous. He's going to have his picture on the screen. They're going to, yeah.
Yeah. So he had his allowance money saved up.
Good
so
job.
He starts playing the lottery. So he starts off, plays $100. Nothing.
No.
Doesn't win anything. Mm-mm. Loses. $400. Loses.
Oh.
You know what? I didn't play enough. Let Mm-mm. me do $500.
Yeah.
Loses.
Go ahead. Get you some scratch off the way at it.
But he's like, you know what? The jackpot wasn't high enough. Now it's $756 million.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm supposed to win because I'm destined for greatness. This is all his wording.
Yeah, his manifesto, yeah.
And his manifesto. He says, I'm the extreme gentleman. I drive the best cars.
Yeah.
I'm bound to win. So this time he plays $700. And do you think he wins?
I'm going to go with no.
No, 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 no.
No, he lost.
So he's pissed for months straight. Like 6 months, and it's January of 2013, and he was like, you know what? I played the wrong lottery.
Is there a right one?
I should have been playing the Powerball this whole time.
Oh,
I was
hell.
Just playing the, I don't even know, the Mega Millions.
Whatever.
I didn't play the Powerball.
Oh.
But geez. He drives from California to Arizona 3 times and plays and loses every single time.
I'm shocked.
So now he has no other choice but to carry out his day of retribution.
Oh, no.
Retribution. Retribution is revenge on the scum who enjoy lives of pleasure to destroy all women because he can't have them. He's going to wear tons of guns and weapons and wage a war on all the Chads and all the Stacys. And he has no other choice but exact revenge.
Oh, Chad and Sissy.
Now, like I said, Elliot has had many therapists. He has had a life coach, but nothing has helped him. And he actually fires. Okay. He had a therapist named Gavin. There's not an ugly Gavin, I feel like.
Okay.
Like, picture a Gavin. Gavin works out. Him and Gavin would meet at the gym. And all the women would look at hot Gavin. And this made Elliot really jealous. Oh. So he fires Gavin.
Why doesn't he hate men?
He does. He fired Gavin.
I know, but I'm okay. Keep going. I mean,
he
hates
Chads.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
He, and then, and he's mad because Gavin's getting all the looks and he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He fired Colin because it's part of his therapy. Colin tells him and points out 4 women that he slept with.
Oh. Can't do that.
You can't do that.
No.
Mm-mm. And so he cusses out Colin and fires Colin. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like those are two beautiful. Like they're
rageful.
Probably really hot too.
Yeah, they sound hot.
So he gets. He goes to regular therapy, regular social skills training. And while he's going there, he is also coming home and writing a 141-page manifesto. On his Word document.
Why do these people always write these manifestos?
Because nobody listens to them. They have no friends. They have nobody to talk to.
That's right.
Nobody listens to them.
But the therapists are listening to him.
Yeah, but they can only say so much. to the therapist. He's planning his attack. Okay.
Jesus.
But he was like, you know what? But let me give it one more again.
Let you not give it one more again, Elliot.
But this time I'm going to go to a party, and it's a summer party in July of 2013.
I think Elliot
he was like, I'm
going
to go get laid.
Okay, good, good, good. That's good. Go, Elliot.
So he goes to a party.
Okay, yeah.
And he's drinking.
Maybe he just needs alcohol or drugs.
Maybe give he needs him to
some,
let come, loose.
Give him some kind of substance and contraband. Give him something illegal.
Well, let's see if this helps.
Oh, no.
He's drinking.
Okay.
He goes to a college house party, gets drunk.
Wilding out.
And no girls. How Mm-mm. dare them? They, none of them approach him and offer to have sex with him. So,
I mean, typically that's what I do. I go up to a guy. I'm like, hey, by the way, can we have sex?
And
then we go. It's fine.
That's how it works.
That's normal. Yeah.
What shows does he watch?
I don't know.
All porn. Yeah.
Because those are very real.
So he gets pissed because they don't offer to have sex with him within the first 7 seconds that he's there.
Bitches.
So.
Damn, Stacey's.
He goes up to them and they're like on this like balcony and he attempts to push some of them off of the balcony.
Oh, that's so cute and flirty. That'll
make them really want to sleep
with
you.
That's gonna, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he can't even do that, right?
Nope.
So then they get pissed and their boyfriends get pissed. And so he gets pushed off the ledge.
Oh. How high is this ledge?
Not very high. I mean, he breaks his leg, but he's able to walk a little bit.
Dumbass, why are you trying to push people off the freaking ledge at this party, you idiot?
His rage has been building.
Good. Well, go
think about all the.
Get a hammer and punch and hit like a wall. I don't know. Hit your head against a wall.
Think about all the jizz that's built up over.
Well, he needs to do what Drake did and just go to.
What did Drake do?
Oh, Drake's all over Twitter. Mm. Oh, yeah, it's leaked.
Is it real?
No, it's revenge corn. Revenge porn.
Is it involved corn?
No, but that's what you have to say on YouTube so it doesn't get flagged. You have to say all these fake words.
Oh,
so it's revenge corn.
Okay. It's become part of your vocabulary.
Yeah, it is.
I just get confused sometimes.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll show it to you because I have it.
So he starts to slowly walk home pissed. Okay?
Okay.
But then he realized his favorite Gucci sunglasses got lost in the bushes when he got... Oh, well, shit.
It's so...
Who's he sending that to?
I think he was videoing himself. No, I think he was in the mirror and he... Yeah, it's... But whoever got it is obviously pissed at him and then posts... And then, like, put it out there. So it's been on viral on Twitter for days. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like sitting up on his chin
so big. There's so many memes. Elephant trunk swinging around. So in
Damn.
Case you missed Drake's video,
Mm-mm.
you're missing
See,
out.
I get Tommy Witherspoon tweets and you get.
No, it's because I knew it was trending.
So you had to find it.
And people were talking about it. And so obviously I have to see all the things.
Okay.
I'm on an FBI list anyway, so it's fine.
Well, you know, Elliot is pissed because...
Because he broke his leg.
Well, and he's like limping, trying to limp home. He got pushed off the ledge.
Okay, but now people, the girls will feel sorry for him. He can do the Ted Bundy thing.
Well,
right?
Well, he's pissed because his favorite Gucci sunglasses that he talks about all the time got lost in the bushes when he got pushed off the ledge.
Uh-uh. Unacceptable.
So he turns back... He's drunk. He turns back around. And he wants to go back to the party and talk bad to them and get his sunglasses because they're $400 sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
But he walks into the wrong fraternity house and he walks into this house and he's yelling and he's cussing. And then he gets his ass kicked by just a whole nother fraternity. And so he can't even do that right.
No, there's go.
So he's
put it in
his
your damn
daddy.
Manifesto, okay?
Oh, it's all in there.
It's all in the manifesto.
So he has to call his daddy to come pick him up because he can't even drive his nice little BMW. So he calls his dad to come pick him up.
I pushed off the balcony and I lost my Gucci sunglasses in the bushes.
And he tells his dad they jumped me and they beat me up and they stole my glasses. Not the story that actually happened. His version of the story. He's the victim all the time.
We know what really happened.
So they go to the police department, and the police department go and investigate the real story. And they find out the real truth. And Dad quickly takes him home. So Elliot's on crutches for 6 weeks. And Mom feels so bad for him that she buys him a brand new BMW. A 2013 to lift his spirits.
That's so generous.
So he does all these new videos in his new BMW. And he is happy for a while. For like a whole 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's about how long it lasts.
Until he finds out his little sister has a boyfriend.
Oh. Podcast over.
And not just any boyfriend. Guess what color he is.
Oh, do not tell me he's black or Mexican or Chinese.
Mexican.
Oh, hell no. Oh, Lord.
And she loses her virginity to this Mexican guy. And so he's like,
the horror.
She's younger than me. She's already surpassed me.
She's pregnant.
And the first time she probably is. He actually listens in on them having sex and details it word by word, minute by minute, sound by sound in his manifesto.
Are they having, they're in the parents' house and they're having sex?
The parents don't give a shit.
Yeah,
he's with his model girlfriend. Mama's, she's probably getting a facial somewhere.
Drinking wine with her, with the friends.
So
he's like, I'm listening and I'm just. What is the
hate lie? He's like, my little sister's even getting laid. That's so
one thing that's the weirdest. Oh, it just makes you feel weird. I don't know. That's very.
Like, how does your brain get there?
I don't know. I just don't know. It's your sister.
It's January of 2014, and he has a date set for the day of retribution.
Oh, gosh. Well, at least he has some kind of date.
And the date is April 26th. That's the only date that he has.
That's the only date he's ever had.
Let's see if I got that. I thought I had the
retribution. Tomorrow is the day of retribution. The day in which I will have my revenge against humanity. Against all of you. You will all be animals. You are animals. And I will slaughter you like animals. I hate all of you. All of you sexually active men. I hate you. I hate all of you. If I had it in my power, I would stop at nothing to reduce every single one of you to mountains of skulls and rivers of blood.
That was the...
What does he watch? What is he from?
They were saying that he gets a lot of his verbiage from like shit that he watches.
Like Harry Potter and stuff. Yes. Just stop watching Harry Potter if you're watching it because you're going to start talking.
That's probably why he didn't get laid.
I know. He's gay and he doesn't know it.
He should have just tried to have sex with his roommates.
Just go give him BJs and see how that, I'm sure you'll get it return. Go to a damn strip club. You'll get attention. You can pay for a hooker or a prostitute or sex worker, whatever they're called now.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't even know why I'm asking. Continue. I hate this guy.
Day of retribution, April 26, 2014. And he details the phases.
Oh.
Phase one.
Ooh.
Vengeance.
Ooh. Tell me. Can you tell me?
Kill his roommates.
Oh, kill his roommates.
Two reasons he needs to kill his roommates.
Okay.
One, he needs privacy.
Oh, yeah.
And two, because they are full Chinese and he's only part Chinese, so they are lesser than him.
They are lesser because they're full?
They have no white in him. He has some white.
Oh, hell no.
Y'all, we're laughing because this is just so ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, and we have to.
Then... he will lure people to his apartment like he's having a party.
Oh, good idea.
So that he can kill them.
Yes. Like, hey, like Dahmer.
Because people love you.
Yeah.
And all like, these people are going to come to your party.
If he could be a little bit more.
If you could have a party, you would have done. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. But let's see. Okay. Phase two. Punishment phase.
Uh-oh.
Punish all females for depriving me of sex.
Oh.
He planned to attack the hottest girls in Santa Barbara. He picked the hottest girl sorority in UC Santa Barbara.
Oh.
And his target was Alpha Chi. He wanted to knock on the door. When they answered, he was just going to start shooting. So,
Oh, shit.
You know, he's a little bit of Ted Bundy-ish.
Okay.
Final phase, the ultimate showdown, the climactic massacre in Isla Vista. That's where he lived.
Okay. Sounds serious.
Kill little brother Chaz. Oh, little brother. But only because he does not want little brother to grow up and surpass him like his sister did. He didn't have sex with girls and become a Chad, okay?
There's
he didn't want Chaz
dolls.
To become a Chad.
He could do it with a doll.
Kill a stepmother.
Oh, that's...
Because he hated her, but not father.
Because she was having sex with his dad.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't going to kill father because he likes his father. He was out of town. He's safe.
Okay.
Take the family Mercedes SUV and go to the streets of Isla Vista and start the massacre. He's taking the SUV because it has more room for all the guns and ammo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's thinking logically.
He could have got like a U-Haul, but yeah, he's doing good. That's a good, he's good.
Mm-hmm. Preparation phase. Buy guns.
Probably need some of those.
Glocks and ammunition. He gets 10 guns total, all legally. He has psych history, but like never been to a place, institution that you don't think exists.
I don't think they exist.
But you don't have to disclose that because the only thing you have to disclose is criminal history. And so he was able to get it all clean and he buys 400 rounds of ammo.
Okay.
Now the day is here. It's 20.
Oh no. I hope it's not somebody's birthday, April 26th.
April 26th, 2014. It's Retribution Day. I like picture that he has it like written in marker on his calendar.
Oh, it's circled.
Yeah.
It's like the one thing on the calendar that's circled in red and it's like retribution. It's like stamped on.
So he gets up and it's the day. But he has fever.
Oh! He got a COVID. He got COVID before it was COVID.
He comes down with the cold.
Poor Boo, pobrecita.
So he had to X out Retribution Day, and he had to reschedule it for
May. He wrote it in Sharpie.
He should have wrote it in his pencil.
He should have wrote it in pencil and got that big eraser and erased it. Golly.
So he had to reschedule Retribution Day. So is this Retribution Day 2?
Yeah, like, is this like...
2.0?
Yeah, I think it is.
So it's rescheduled for May 23rd, 2014. Oh. I hope it's not raining that day because then you're going to have to bump it to the June.
Oh, good grief. Just stick to the day. You have a fever. Are you kidding me? What a joke.
You don't kill yourself anyway. So just.
Yeah, just do it. Take a Tylenol. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay, well, he felt really bad. He thought his aim would be off. Okay, I get it.
So all this whole time, he's been posting all these ridiculous, like, YouTube incel videos, hate speech, women, revenge. And a friend of the family, not his friend, but a friend of the family, calls his mom, whose name is Chin, but he hates when Chinese people date white women, calls his mother and tells Mama, I'm worried. Look at these videos. I think his mental health is deteriorating. And Mom doesn't go to check on her son. She calls the popos and she's like, hey, can you go over there and go check on my son?
I'm busy. I just opened this new bottle of wine.
I'm not trying to leave. It's like Bryce LaPisa's mama. I'm not trying to leave, but can y'all go do a welfare check on my son? I'll make a donation
to
the police
you
department.
Also a new Mercedes. Okay. I cannot be bothered.
So four deputies arrive at Elliot's house.
Okay.
And Elliot, of course, seems fine. I mean, he's very articulate.
Yeah. I hope they weren't black Mexican or Chinese.
I mean, they pulled up like Elliot was black. I mean, four police deep. They were prepared. But Elliot was like, you know, my mama is a worrywart. She worries all the time.
You know, it's just a thing.
My videos, I post these videos. They are, it's just because I'm lonely. I'm still a virgin. And authorities had no reason to.
They really didn't. I mean, he
go
was
in the house.
He was there. He was alive. He seemed fine. That's really all they can do. That's a welfare check, right?
Yeah.
So that's.
They left confidently. They said he was strange, but not dangerous.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in his apartment, he had, 600 rounds of ammo. I said 400.
Well,
and tons of gun, but they had no probable cause. He said in his manifesto that had they searched, he would not have been able to exact his revenge.
And he went back and wrote that.
He probably, had finished his sentence and added that. Like,
yes,
he went in.
He did.
Went back up there in backspace and added in.
Yeah, he sure did.
So here's the day, May 23rd. He waited alone in his apartment for his roommates to get home so he could ambush them. He stabbed them to death and one of their friends.
Ooh.
Wang, W. Wang, was a USC student. He was 20 years old. He had 15 stab wounds. 23 incision wounds and defensive wounds on his hands. His carotid artery was slashed in both of his lungs, and his brachial artery was slashed.
Okay, but why did he get all the guns?
Oh, we're not done.
Okay.
Remember, this is just phase one.
Oh,
kill the roommates.
Okay. With knives. Okay. I missed the knives.
Phase one was kill the roommates because he can't shoot now because he would alert.
Yeah. So he's majorly overkilling. He's like, hate.
Remember phase one, kill roommates and invite people over for a party.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then Chin Hong, roommate number two. Remember, they're full Chinese.
They are. They really are. It's obvious.
USC student. 20 years old, and he had 25 stab wounds, 12 incision wounds, 6 of them was in his neck, his bowel was cut, and 5 of them were post-mortem. Overkill.
Oh, gosh. Yes, this is very, very much overkill.
Then we got George Chin. Maybe he was half.
I think so. Was his name really George?
George Chin.
It's like Bob at the nail salon. Is your name really Bob?
No.
No.
They picked their favorite most American name ever.
They do.
He was the friend of the roommates.
Of Wong and Wang?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wang Wong.
Hong and Wang.
Hong.
He was 19 years old. He had 94 and he was just a friend.
Oh my gosh. 94 stabs?
94. So in
that's
this,
so much.
94 plus 25 plus 15.
That's at least 137. 94 plus what?
25 plus 15.
What did I say?
137.
134.
What?
I'm basically a genius.
I think you are.
I think
What's your IQ?
I'm really fucking high.
That's how many stab wounds, plus all the incision, which I have to think, after he stabbed them, they're dead. He just kind of went in,
nicking them?
Yes.
Kind of like Ellen Greenberg's situation that her boyfriend is still on the loose and it's still a suicide.
Yeah.
I won't even talk about it. Go ahead.
So he had 11 incisions. His carotid and his jugular were cut. His heart, his lung, his pancreas, his liver, his kidneys were all mutilated.
Did he lose any knives inside of them? He's surely gone through several knives. Okay, continue.
And he had tons of defensive wounds too, because they were just all. My thing is there was 3 against 1. How did this happen? How did you stab?
Were they asleep?
All 3 of them. It said that he waited alone in his apartment for his roommates to get
home.
Okay,
so maybe they want. Yeah, did they want?
So maybe
they probably just one came home. You know, maybe one came home and he got that guy, and then he just as they walk in the door, he just attacks, and they're probably that's probably how it happened. Yeah, I'm crime scene investigator.
Yeah,
on the side.
They were just in his way. They weren't even Chads because he had been okay with him this whole time. They were just Chinese.
He just wanted up his number, body count or something.
Enraged, overkill, crazy. Later, the police find his pillows, Elliot's pillows, that he had stab wounds in his pillows because he had been practicing for days, practicing to stab them.
So you use a pillow?
He stabbed, practiced stabbing his pillow. Okay. How he was going to stab them. 3 hours later, he emails his finished manifesto and his retribution videos to his parents, his life coach, his therapist, and his psychiatrist. He wanted it out there.
Yikes.
His therapist and the parents immediately call the police.
Good.
Okay.
Because he's not done.
I played the retribution video, right? All right. Yeah. So then he goes to the sorority house. He knocks on the door, like he says. We're like, what, phase three now? Rachel Glicks answers the door.
And he's already sent this. They've already got it. And then he goes and does more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Rachel Glicks was at her Alpha Phi sorority house. She heard a knock at the door. Then she heard gunshots. She runs up the stairs.
Oh.
And when she looked out the window, she saw two girls dead on the sidewalk. Veronica Weiss and Catherine Cooper.
Gosh.
And Bianca DeCook.
Bianca DeCock. I mean.
I like it.
I do.
Catherine, who goes by Katie, was shot first in the left eye.
Oh, God.
It traveled out the back of her head. She was shot a total of 8 times.
Why? Okay.
She was a member of the Delta, 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 Tri Delta sorority. She was graduating 2 weeks later. Veronica was 19. Her lungs were punctured by bullets. She was shot 7 times. She was a student and she was a member of the Tri Delta sorority. Bianca lived. She was shot 5 times in the arms and the chest. She later said she saw him get out when he got out of his car. He was smiling.
Oh, that's so creepy.
She was laying on the grass in her own blood when she called her mom to tell her mom that she loved her. And that she was shot and that she thinks she might die. She didn't call the police. She called her mom. And that another student named Kyle was walking and that he came and saw her, called the police, and laid down on the grass next to her until the police came. Like, just kind of talking to her.
Oh.
That's, what else? You can't do anything else?
No.
You can't. You can't do CPR. She's conscious. You just make blood come out more. He just laid there and was being with her. Kyle, you're a hero. Elliot left smiling and drove around in his BMW. I forgot why he couldn't take the SUV. And he targeted random people with his gun out of the window. So he had his gun. He was just shooting random people in the street. He would look
for... It's like the DC sniper. Is that right?
Yeah, the DC sniper, but he was looking for couples. So he was actually looking for, like, if there's a male and female together.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't being picky.
No.
There wasn't. He went to local deli, probably that Subway that he didn't get laid at.
And the Domino's.
Oh,
my gosh.
Christopher Michaels Martinez was at the front door when he was shot. He died inside the deli by a single gunshot wound. His friends did CPR on him and attempted to save him but couldn't. He kept shooting inside the restaurant. He drove to multiple businesses shooting through the windows. And as he was driving, he would attempt to run over anybody that he could. People on bikes, people walking. He would drive up on the sidewalk. So he ran over and killed 7 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally, the police come.
Okay.
God. And he shot at the police.
Oh, my gosh. He's out of control.
The police shot at him, and they hit him in the leg, and Elliot purposely crashed into a cyclist and then crashed his car, and he took one of his own guns and shot himself in the right side, and the bullet exited from the left side, killing himself instantly. Now, the cops ran to his car and handcuffed him, even though he's dead. But they also handcuffed the cyclist that was run over. Just because they didn't know if he was like an accomplice.
What? What the cops are these? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But they found out quickly that
he was acting
alone. I'd be
pissed. I'd sue the cops.
I just got ran over.
I just got ran over,
clearly. My legs are broken and you are handcuffing
me. And I'm being, no, no, sir.
That would mean Elliot would have a friend first.
Clearly not.
So, not the case at all. His parents saw the news and instantly knew that that was their son. The bodies of his roommates were not found until the next day. And the school ended up having a memorial for all the victims at their football stadium. And Barbara Walters, your favorite, interviewed the dad after all this happened. Because dad was a famous guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he described it as going through a reverse nightmare. So usually you have a nightmare and you wake up and everything's okay. But he goes to sleep and he wakes up and his nightmare starts.
Oh, that's facts.
Yes, that's a crazy way. Yeah. A good way, I guess, to describe
it. Yeah.
So we're talking about parents on the quickie.
Yes.
Do his parents deserve to get blame?
No. No. Well, he wasn't even living. I mean, he wasn't living at home with them.
Yeah.
And he wasn't like, he's an adult.
Yeah.
And they tried to help. I mean, he had help.
Yeah.
So.
They knew he had issues and they tried.
They didn't buy him the guns. Like Crumbly's parents bought him the gun.
They didn't buy him the guns.
They didn't even lock it up.
I do think they were probably like hands off, but I think they probably didn't like him either. Like, I just think nobody
liked him. And he killed, how many people did he kill?
So the three roommates, the seven that he ran over, and then so 8, 9, 10, 11, I think total. Oh, 12, 13. But it only ended up being like two women, and he raged against women and only killed two women, like those sorority girls.
It seems like he would probably hate men more because the men were getting all the women and he wasn't getting them. But I guess you can hate both. But
yeah, because the women didn't choose him, and the men took them away from him. It's just... So it brings us back to loneliness. So you talked about the Crumbly kid.
Yeah.
He was lonely. He basically raised himself. But loneliness, Kemper, we talked about how lonely he was, drove him to do what he did. Dennis Nielsen was lonely. He ate his people.
Oh, yeah, and he buried him
in the crevice. Yeah. Dahmer was so lonely.
He was so lonely. He's hungry for him.
And that they could never leave him.
Yeah. But he didn't want alive people. He wanted the dead ones.
Yeah.
Remember, it's all the grandma's fault because she took away the mannequin.
Grandma?
It's the grandma's fault. Yes. I don't think the loneliness does. I think it's... you have something else. The loneliness can be an added effect, I think, obviously, but I think there's a little deeper seated issue there. Like
a sum mental, of all things.
Like either you, but it seems like these parents, maybe they weren't very loving, but they weren't neglectful.
No.
So he just was born with
something.
His mental issues and then it just grew into this shit. Yeah.
He was later coined the king of incels, and the incels still use, like, you can still find his manifesto. Like, you can find it. It's, the incels still kind of use it. He's also called the virgin killer and the extreme gentleman.
And he never, ever had sex. Ha!
He's still not a virgin.
Dumbass.
Oh, he's the worst.
I'm taking the dog. You know this from, you know, Legally Blonde. No? Okay.
I've seen it. I didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
Oh, so let's all hate Elliot Rodgers.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get ready to go to court tomorrow. And that's all we're going to tell you.
We'll let you know what happens. That is it. We'll see y'all next week for all the new stuff. Don't forget to
stay aware,
stay alive,
and always be DTF.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye.
The
This has been a Rogue Media Network